नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टाइटल्ड मदर यशोदा बाइंड्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा। टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। सो ऑल रिसाइड बिहाइंड मी। उलूखलांग्रे रूपरी व्यवस्थितम् हर्काय कामं ददतं शुचिस्थितम् अयंगवं चौर्य विशंकितेक्षणम् निरीक्ष्य पश्चात् सुतमागमशनैः उलूखलांग्रे रूपरि व्यवस्थितम् मर्काय कामं ददतं शुचिस्थितम् अयंगवं चौर्य विशंकितेक्षणम् निरीक्ष्य पश्चात् सुतमागमशनैः। खल अंग्रे ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेसेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: Krishna at that time was sitting on an upside down wooden mortar for grinding spices and was distributing milk preparations such as yogurt and butter to the monkeys as he liked. Because of having stolen, he was looking all around with great anxiety, suspecting that he might be chastised by his mother. Mother Yashoda, upon seeing him, very cautiously approached him from behind. Purport: Mother Yashoda was able to trace Krishna by following his butter-smeared footprints. She saw that Krishna was stealing butter, and thus she smiled. Meanwhile, the crows also entered the room and came out in fear. Thus, Mother Yashoda found Krishna stealing butter and very anxiously looking here and there. So I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially His Grace Gauranga Prabhu, that I may say something meaningful and inspiring for my own purification. So I will read the translation. Krishna at that time was sitting on an upside down wooden mortar for grinding spices and was distributing milk preparations such as yogurt and butter to the monkeys as he liked. Because of having stolen, he was looking all around with great anxiety, suspecting he might be chastised by his mother. Mother Yashoda, upon seeing him, very cautiously approached him from behind. So, we are reading 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the beautiful pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are described. Said that this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is compared to the lotus face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, all the parts of Krishna's bodies are exquisitely formed and are very beautiful. May the word use sarva anga sunirman, and all the parts are beautifully formed. But his lotus face is considered to be specially very beautiful. And when we take darshan of the Lord, His deity form, we first see His lotus feet and then gradually rise up to His lotus face. So similarly, we started from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in the temple, and gradually we have reached up to His beautiful lotus face. So even if some of you may not have heard or read first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, still you can actually hear the 10th canto pastimes. Once devotees are asking Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, sometimes there is so much crowd that we cannot see the lotus face of Krishna. Prabhupada said, Krishna is all beautiful. You can look at any of his features actually. So herein it is described, the very first word, Ulukhal Angre Upari Vivastitam, the shloka. Angre, we know Angre means the feet. That we have the name of Pankaj Angre, that means lotus feet. So Krishna is actually situated on the feet of Ulukhal. Actually, to indicate that the Ukhal was kept upside down, his head was down and his feet were up. Ulukhal Angre Rupari Vivasthitam. So why was Ulukhal kept upside down? Actually, for no esoteric reason, that's the way it is kept actually. So, you know, anything that is used for grinding, etc., because the surface comes in touch with food, we had one grinding wooden mortar at home. It is always kept upside down, just for the reason, because it contacts the surface, it contacts the food, should not touch the ground. So, the wooden mortar was kept upside down, and so the word is used, Ulukhal Angre. Krishna is situated on the feet of this Ulukhal, the wooden grinding mortar. And standing on that, what is doing? Markaya Kamam. Krishna is feeding butter to the monkeys according to his satisfaction. Right, so describe that Radhikala Prabhu yesterday in his amazingly wonderful car described that Nanda Maharaj had 9 lakh cows and among that 108 were special cows. And 108 of these cows, they were fed very special fragrant grass, Padmagandha. And the word Padmagandha indicates the grass had the fragrance of lotus. And so the milk from these 108 cows were fed to the another 8 special cows. And from that milk, the preparations for Krishna would be made by Mother Yashoda. So it was this special fragrant butter. And this milk was turned into yogurt and was being personally churned by Mother Yashoda. So we can actually imagine what would be the taste of such a butter. It was made from the fragrant milk of the cows who actually had love for Krishna. And personally churned by Mother Yashoda. Shubhilas Prabhu, yes, last Tuesday, he gave another amazingly wonderful class in which he pointed out that why was Mother Yashoda personally churning and there were so many other maid servants were there, they could have churned. But the maid servant could have churned, but they would not be able to put their love in that churning. So this butter which was made by Mother Yashoda, this was actually permeated with the love of Mother Yashoda, with the love of Mother Cow. So what would be actually the taste of such a butter? We actually cannot imagine. We have only tasted the Amul butter, hardened, kept in the fridge. So Purushottam Prabhu, when he gave a class, he pointed out that he saw an advertisement where Mother Yashoda asking, why do you steal butter to Krishna? Krishna was saying that because you do not give me Amul butter. But I would say that even Krishna's monkey will not eat Amul butter. Well, nothing against Amul butter, but the monkeys actually had a much higher taste. They have tasted the butter personally churned by Mother Yashoda from the fragrant milk. Right? So another beautiful point which comes over here is that Krishna is actually offering the best to his devotees. And so these monkeys had actually served him when he came as Lord Ram previously. And so Krishna, he could not reward them at that time properly. So in this incarnation, in this appearance of Lord Krishna, he is actually further rewarding them, reciprocating them. And he is offering them the best thing. This is the best butter which is actually meant for him, with the mercy of chance for him. We had one helper in our kitchen who actually left and he was working outside. And after a month or two, he came back and he said, I want to again work in the kitchen. So I told him, what happened? You went there and you had a good salary. He got 2,000-3,000 extra what he was getting here. He said, no, you see these people where I'm working, whatever is left from the previous day, they keep in the fridge and they ask me to eat that the next day. They don't want to waste it. Right? So the point is that how the Krishna is not feeding the monkeys 2-3 days previously churned butter, you know, which is stale. He is giving the same butter which is meant for him actually, which is freshly churned, fragrant butter. So Krishna, he reciprocates with his devotees. He wants to offer them the best. His own personal paraphernalia, his own personal items. We see that the same thing in the pastime of when Sudama came to Dwarka. Lord Krishna was sitting on the bed of Rukmini in a palace. Right? And Krishna actually immediately got up. He embraced Sudama. So it's mentioned that how he is the Lord of spotless glory. But he is embracing Sudama, who is actually looking very dirty. He has a torn cloth. But he embraces him. And then invites him and made him sit on the same bed on which he was sitting, which was actually bed of Rukmini Devi, his consort. And this bed was exclusively meant for Krishna himself. Can you imagine the bed of Rukmini Devi, which is exclusively meant for Krishna? But Lord Krishna made Sudama sit on the bed of Rukmini Devi, which was covered with spotless white silken sheets. And Sudama was all looking all dirty, having travelled, his torn clothes, a very shabby look, it's mentioned over there. But no, Krishna offered him his own personal place. And then, not just that, Krishna, he washed the lotus feet of Sudama. And it's mentioned, Bhagawan Loka Pavana, the Supreme Lord who purifies all the three worlds. Mother Ganges, which emanates from the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, it purifies the three worlds. Krishna, after washing the feet of Sudama, sprinkled that water on his head as a gesture of that I want to purify myself. So the Bhagawan Loka Pavana, he purifies all the three worlds, but he feels himself being purified by the water that washes devotees' feet. And not just that, Krishna engaged Rukmini to fan Sudama, the same chamar with which Rukmini would fan Krishna. I have actually observed that if sometimes the husband, when his personal friend may come to the house, he's even afraid of his telling his wife, bring a glass of water. Because the wife may say, why don't you only get it? He's your guest. So I have seen that. But here, Krishna is actually engaging Rukmini to fan with the chamara, this very shabby looking Sudama Brahman. So he actually wants to offer the best. Krishna, he offers the best to his devotees. He reciprocates in a way which no one can actually. Right? All the inhabitants of the palace, they were amazed to see that how does Krishna have such intense love. The word used actually is achyuta there. Because Krishna is infallible in reciprocation. So they were amazed at how Krishna is having such intense love for Sudama, and he is offering all his personal paraphernalia to receive Sudama. Only the Supreme Lord can do that. No one else can. So here also we see that how Krishna is offering this best quality butter, which is freshly churned with great love and devotion by Mother Yashoda. Made from the best quality milk to his devotees, because Krishna, he never forgets any service rendered to him, even small service. So these monkeys, they have rendered him service, so he wants to reciprocate in the best way. Another point which is mentioned here is Hayangavam Chaurya Vishankitikshanam. Vishankitikshanam means there is fear in the eyes of Krishna. Recently, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he was pointing out that Krishna is the one who awards all fearlessness. The mere remembrance of His lotus feet grants all fearlessness to His devotees. And His name is Abhay Charan Arvind. So, how is it that Krishna is here in fearful of Mother Yashoda? Before we actually discuss that why he was actually fearful, we can just imagine that how Krishna behaves in such inconceivable ways. Right? Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is actually fearful. His eyes are moving hither and thither. So it's even very even difficult for the great sages, demigods, even Lord Brahma to understand such pastime of the Supreme Lord. When Lord Brahma had seen earlier, later, Krishna having vanya bhojan, having the food with his lunch, prasad with all the cowherd boys in the forest, and the cowherd boys would taste some item and they said, "This is very nice, this is amazing," and they would push that into Krishna's mouth. Right? So seeing this, Lord Brahma thought, is it that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So Lord Brahma wanted to actually test Lord Krishna's opulence. And we all know the pastime, but we know that how Lord Brahma wanted to bewilder Lord Krishna by stealing his calves and the cowherd boys, but himself got bewildered. And Lord Brahma had given amazing realization at the end of this. He says, Jananta eva janantu kim bahuktena me prabhu manaso vapuso vacha vaibhavam tava gochara. So Lord Brahma is saying, Jananta eva janantu. And there are many people in this world who says, that I know Krishna, main janta hu. Krishna ko janta hu sab. Bachpan mein sab chori karke makhan khaya. बाद में दूसरों के एंड देन ही डांस विद अदर मेन्स वाइफ एंड देन फॉर बेटर प्रॉस्पेक्ट ही माइग्रेटेड टू अ सिटी वेयर ही ऑप्टेड द रोल ऑफ क्षत्रिया एंड किल्ड मेनी राइटियस किंग्स एंड देन आउट ऑफ फियर ही सेटल्ड इन द मिडल ऑफ द ओशन. सो वी से आई नो कृष्णा. राइट, मेनी देर मेनी पीपल, मैं जानता हूं. सो लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा इज सेइंग जानंत एव जानंतु, दोस सेइंग मैं जानता हूं, आप जानिए. Lord Brahma is saying that I only know that I don't know anything about Krishna. With all my four heads, I cannot understand. He says, Kim bahuktyana me prabhu? What is the talk of, what is the use of talking in a big way? Kim bahuktyana me prabhu? I cannot understand anything about Krishna. So Lord Brahma gave that realization to those who say, I know Krishna. But then again we see that when Lord Brahma shared this realization with everyone, including the demigods, including King Indra, again Indra, he misunderstood Krishna to be ordinary child. Right? And Indra also said, I know who Krishna is. And he before the lifting of the Govardhan pastime, when everything was offered to Giriraj, Indra recited this verse, telling, I know who Krishna is. He says, Vachalam Balisham Stabdam Agyam Panditamaninam Krishnam Martam Upashritya Gopame Chakrurapriyam. He says, he is just a talkative boy. Vachalam, Indra is saying. He is an ordinary human being, Krishna Martam Upashritram, a talkative boy, childish and Stabdam, impudent. So, even the Indra, even after hearing the realization of Lord Brahma, okay, with all my four heads, I do not understand anything about Krishna. Indra is saying, I know who he is. He is simply childish, impudent, a talkative boy. And the Brajvasis, they are offending me by actually hearing or by accepting the word of this talkative child. So, coming back to the point, that how Krishna is here in exhibiting fear of Mother Yashoda. So seeing these childhood pastimes, which are actually inconceivable, where Krishna behaves in such ways, the great demigods, they are bewildered. Right? Even the, it's mentioned, even the element, Krishna is actually the element of fear in all kind of fears. But he is herein fearful of Mother Yashoda. Why is he fearful of Mother Yashoda? Because actually he is controlled by the love of his devotees, which is the one of the main lessons from this pastime which we learn. The main quality exhibited by Krishna. Harina Bhritya Vashyata. the Supreme Lord, he is under the control of his Bhritya, of his servants. So Krishna has many opulences. He is supremely independent. He is the master of all. He is the controller of three modes of material nature. Right? But as Radhika Kapoor yesterday described, he actually gives up all his majestic opulences to demonstrate this supreme opulence that he is actually controlled by his devotees. So this is the Hirana Bhritya Vashyata. This is the supreme opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna performs this beautiful childhood pastimes such as this, which are considered to be super excellent in nature. And Satyamuni, Satyavrat Muni, he says in Damodarashtakam that iti driksto lila bhir ananda kunde, that by performing such beautiful pastimes, Lord Krishna, he drowns the inhabitants of Vraja in the pools of ecstasy. And he declares to those absorbed in knowledge of his majesty and opulence that I am conquered only by the pure loving devotees. So these pastimes of the Supreme Lord, which he performs, where he demonstrates that he is being controlled by the love of the devotees, they are the most beautiful. They are the super excellent, as you mentioned. And hearing such pastimes, the devotees are absorbed in the pools of ecstasy. So there is a beautiful metaphorical descriptions of the pastimes of Krishna given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it is mentioned that the devotional service to Krishna is a pleasing, jubilant reservoir of sweet ambrosial nectar which is filled with the lotus flowers. And the devotees, they are compared to the swans and the chakravak birds. And they are also compared to the bhringa, the honeybees. So in beautiful verse, this metaphorical description of the pastimes of Krishna is described. Krishna bhakti siddhanta gana yate prafullit padmavana tara madukari asvadana. Krishna bhakti siddhanta gana yate prafullit padmavana. Said the conclusive understanding of the devotional service to Krishna, Krishna bhakti siddhanta gana, it is like the reservoir of a nectar where there are many lotus flowers. Tara madhu kari asvadana. So said, please try to taste the sweetness, the honey from these lotus flowers. Prema rasaku mudvane prafulita ratri dine tate charao mano bringa ghana. Prema rasaku mudvane, that means the forest of ecstatic love for Krishna, prem ras kumudvane, prafullita ratri dine, day and night with great happiness, tate charao mano bringa gan. So Prabhupada writes, if all the mental speculators bring the bees of their mind into this forest of lotus flowers and jubilantly enjoy ecstatic love of Krishna day and night, their mental speculation will be completely transcendentally satisfied. Then it's further mentioned, Nana Bhavera Bhakta Gana Hamsa Chakra Vaka Gana Yate Sabhe Kare Na Vihara. Krishna le lis, Krishna ke li sumirnala Yaha Pai Sarva Kala Bhakta Hamsa Kare Ahara. Nana Bhavera Bhakta Gana Hamsa Chakra Vaka Gana. So the devotees who have different relationship with Krishna, they are compared to the swans and the chakravak birds. Yate sabhe karane vihar, and they are the ones who actually swim in this reservoir of the devotional service to Krishna, where there are beautiful lotus flowers. And what is their food? It's mentioned, Krishna keli sumirnal. The pastimes of the Krishna are compared to the sweet buds that lotus flower. It is makhana actually, sweet birds. Krishna ke liye sumirnal, yahan paaye sarvkal, and that is always well all the time. Bhakta hamsa kare ahar. So this is the food for the swans and the chakravak like devotees. So Prabhupada here gives the translation. Lord Shri Krishna is always engaged in transcendental pastimes. Therefore the devotees following the footsteps of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can always eat those lotus buds, for they are the pastimes of the Lord. Sai sarovare giya hamsa chakravak haya sada taha kar havilas. So it's Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, please go to that great reservoir of ambrosial nectar of the conclusive understanding of devotional service and become a swan and a chakravak bird. Sada taha karaha vilas. And always, Prabhupada says, go on rendering service to Lord Krishna and enjoy life perpetually. Sada taha karaha vilas. Khandi be sakal dukh pai va param sukh anayase have premulas. In this way, all miseries will be diminished. The devotees will attain great happiness and there will be jubilant love of God. It is further described, Ei amrita nukshana sadhu mahanta megagana vishwa dhyane kare varishana tate phale amrit phala bhakta khaye nirantar tarasheshe jiye jagagana. Ei amrit anukshan sadhu mahant megagan. He said that this nectar after drinking, the devotees are compared to the honey bees. And they said, please go and taste the honey of this lotus flower. Then they are compared to the swan and the chakravak birds who eat the lotus bud of these flowers. And then their devotees are compared here to the megh, to the clouds. That they do not just drink this nectar, but they go as clouds and vishwo dhyane kari varashan. They sprinkle this nectar in the form of rain when they speak. So it's mentioned that Prabhupada translates, the devotees who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take the responsibility for distributing nectarian devotional service all over the world. Vishwo dhyane kare varashan. Radhikal Prabhu yesterday again was making this same point, that how the devotees are not just absorbed in their own ecstasy, but they are aware that there are people outside, they are actually dying without getting this nectar. They are being tormented by the threefold miseries. So, tate phale amrit phala bhakta khaye nirantar tara sheshe jiye jagajan. So when they sprinkle this nectar over the garden, it's called Vishwo Dhyan, over the garden of this world, then there are fruits of a love of Godhead. And the devotees, they actually relish this food. And the remnants of those are tasted by people in general, and they are also completely satisfied. So we can see that how even Srila Prabhupada, he was like this great cloud. Although he was completely absorbed in his own love for Krishna, staying in Vrindavan Dham at Sri Radha Damodar temple, but he was aware that the people outside, they are actually in great need of this nectar. And so he actually left Vrindavan Dham, or rather he carried the Vrindavan Dham in his heart. And like a cloud, he sprinkled this water all over the world. And so many fruits of love of Godhead then came forth. So it's described further. Chaitanya Leela Amritpura Krishna Leela Sakarpura Duhe Mile Hai Samudhurya Sadhu Guru Prasade Tahaye Aswade Sei Jane Madhurya Prachurya. So that Chaitanya Leela Amritpur, the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are full of nectar. Krishna Leela Sukarpur, the pastimes of Lord Krishna like camphor, when they mix together, the combined taste is very sweet. Sadhu Guru Prasade Tahaye Aswade. By the mercy of pure devotees, Whoever tastes them can understand the depth of that sweetness. So, further it is described, ye lilam ritvane khaye yadi anna pane tave bhaktera durbala jivana yara ek bindu pane utpulit tanumane hase gaye kare nartan. Ye lila amrit vine khaye yadi anna pane. So, describe that if the devotees do not drink this nectar but eat something else, some ordinary grains, then they become tabe bhaktera durbala jivan, then they become very weak. However, if they taste but a drop of nectar of Krishna's pastime, then utfalit tanumane, their mind and body begin to blossom. Hase gaya kare nartan, and then the devotee begins to laugh, sing and dance. So Prabhupada here gives a very famous purport, which we all have read also. All the devotees connected with Krishna conscious movement must read all the books that have been translated, like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and others. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep and fall down from their position. Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal blissful life of transcendental pleasure. So, in this way, it described that the pastimes of Lord Krishna, when they are mixed with the pastimes of Supreme Lord Krishna, when they are mixed with pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the combined taste is very excellent. Another line which just appeared in this section is, Krishna Lila Amrit Anvit Chaitanya Charitamrit. So it mentioned Krishna Lila Amrit Anvit Chaitanya Charitamrit. So this Chaitanya Charitamrit is permeated with the nectar of Krishna's pastime. Krishna Lila Amrit Anvit Chaitanya Charitamrit. So by nature the pastimes of Supreme Lord Krishna are full of nectar, but their flavor is enhanced when they are mixed with the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they always taste such beautiful nectarian sweet pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So we just discussed first about the Lord Krishna, he offers the best reciprocation to his devotees. Then we discuss how Krishna, even by his these super excellent pastimes, he bewilders even the great sages, demigods. They cannot understand. And then we saw the sweetness, the nectarian characteristics of the super excellent pastimes, which the Brajvasis, they constantly drink. And in which they actually constantly drown. Iti Drikso Leela Binananda Kunde is mentioned. So we will just now briefly discuss the super excellent nature of the love of the Brajvasis. So it described Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanya Staddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachitupasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amlam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Napara. So, among all the worshipable personalities, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanyas, the Supreme Lord Krishna, he is the highest worshipable personality. And so is his holy place, Vrindavan. And among all the devotees of Krishna, the topmost lovers of Krishna are the Brajavasis. And their devotional service is the super excellent. Their devotional service is the best. Ramya kachit upasana vrajvadhu vargena va kalpita. So this is described, that this is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. That Lord Krishna is the highest worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the highest worshipable holy place is his Dham Vrindavan. And the topmost lovers of Krishna are the Brajavasis. And this is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tatra Adarana Para. And we give the highest regard to this opinion. And there can be no opinion superior to this that has been expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At another place he described, Chaitanya Gosai Yai Kahe Sahi Matasar Arayat Matasai Sabacharakar. That whatever is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the essence of all the Vedic scriptures. Aryat Mat, if there is any other opinion which differs from the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is simply to be condemned. So, the Brajvasis, as expressed in this verse, the Brajvasis are the topmost lovers. You see that in Krishna, Krishna when he was in Dwarka, he was surrounded by many loving devotees. They would do anything for Krishna. Right? But still, Krishna would always remember the love of the Brajvasis. Sometimes he would get up in the middle of the night and he would chant the name of Nanda, Yashoda, He Radhe, and he would feel great agitation within his heart. So the Dwarakavasis, they would think that, oh, maybe we are not offering sufficient love to Krishna. But actually Krishna, he could never forget the love of the Brajavasis, because their love was super excellent. You know, queens at Dwarka, they would personally prepare many nice foodstuffs. But Krishna could never forget the taste of this butter, which was prepared by Mother Yashoda, personally churned by her from the milk of the cows, who also loved Krishna. So, Vishwaprabhu, he was mentioning that although the queens would offer super excellent food, but Krishna would say that, I do not actually get that taste which I used to get when Mother Yashoda used to feed me preparations. So sometimes there would be some hard food and Mother Yashoda would make it pulpy by chewing first in her mouth and then she would feed that to Krishna. Vishwaprabhu described that. And Krishna said, I have never tasted anything like that. I can never forget and I hanker to taste that particular nectarian taste. Right? Because that was permeated with the love of the love of Mother Yashoda, Brajavasis. So their love was the best. Their love was super excellent, which Krishna actually could never forget. Among all the devotees in Dwarka, Uddhava is considered Nirasradana Swami Maharaj ki jai. So among all the residents of Dwarka, the love of Uddhava is considered to be the best. Prithvite bhakta nahi Uddhava saman, it is described. There is no greater devotee than Uddhava. But Krishna, he sends Uddhava to Vrindavan so that he can see what is the love of the Brajavasis. And when Uddhava, he goes there and he sees the intense love of the Brajavasis, he recites this verse, Asam ho charan re nujasham ham syam Vrindavane kimapi gulmalata aushadhi naam Yadustajam sojanam aryapatham chahitva Bejur mukunda padavim shruti bhir vimrigyam. He says, Asam ho jisham renu. Asam ho charan renu jisham aham syam. He says, oh, let me become devoted. The word jishami, let me become devoted to the dust of the lotus feet of these Brajavasis by becoming simply a creeper or a blade of grass in the holy abode of Vrindavan. Because they are the best lovers of Krishna. They have given up everything which is desired by all the worldly people. And they have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda. So in this way, Krishna shows that the Brajvasis, they are the topmost lovers. The Brajvasis, they actually have natural love for Krishna. So, their natural love of Krishna actually is exhibited very nicely in one pastime in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Where it described that when Lord Gopal appeared in Brajbhumi, all the Brajvasis, it was a festival for them. They all brought all the milk preparations which they had in their house for the Abhishek of Lord Gopal. And they brought all the grains, the rice, the wheat flour, to hold the Annakoot festival for Lord Gopal. And each Brajvasi described, they donated one cow. Ek-ek Brajvasi, ek-ek Gabi Dila. One-one Brajvasi donated one-one cow for the service of Lord Gopal. So it's mentioned that Brajvasi Lokera Krishna Sahaj Priti Gopalera Sahaj Priti Brajvasi Prati. That the Brajvasis, they have Sahaj Priti. They have born love for Krishna. Now sometimes we say he's a born artist. So Brajvasis, they are born lovers of Krishna. From their childhood, they actually have spontaneous love. And so, in reciprocation, Gopalera Sahaj Priti. Naturally, Krishna is also very affectionate toward the Brajvasis. I actually once was in Govardhan. Just want to share when I was staying with at Govardhan with Radha Dudhi Prabhu. We were actually closely working with the Brajvasis. So I just had a chance to actually witness their spontaneous natural love. Once I was traveling on a tum-tum from Mathura to Govardhan. They call it tum-tum. Actually, Brajvasis are very personal. They even have named their tum-tum. They would call it Brajbadhu. If their tum-tum would have a name. So it was 8-seater, but there were around 20-25 people in that. And completely jam-packed. And I was trying to chant my rounds. And the Brajvasis were sitting there. One elderly Brajvasis, he was talking to the other Brajvasis. And actually their talks were ordinary. He was talking that what is the child doing? Lala, kaun si class mein ho gaya hai? All the very simple, ordinary talks. And I was trying to chant. So I was just listening also to them, knowing that actually they are great devotees. What are they converting? So I was listening curiously to them. Right? So there are no direct Krishna katha, but ordinary talks. But then suddenly this elderly Brajvasi, he yawned. And he said, Radhe. He pronounced the name of Radhe. So immediately I said, actually they are the best lovers of Krishna. How many people in this world, when they yawn, they chant the name of Srimati Radharani? Right? So they are natural. The Brajvasis are natural lovers of Krishna. And I have seen that the Brajvasis usually address each other by the relationship which they have. They do not call usually by the names. Since they would call Bhai Saab, or to their senior they would call Ustad Ji, or to others. So in this way, the children, the Lala Lali, they usually don't call by name. Their manager they would call Munim Ji, and there were so many Munim Ji actually in their compound, so I would wonder which Munim Ji they are referring to. The manager they would call Munim Ji. And to myself and Radhudhi Prabhu, they would refer to Maharaj Ji. And they would say, and to distinguish between two us, they would say, oh, Bade Maharaj Ji, Chote Maharaj Ji. And sometimes they would ask actually, oh, Maharaj Ji, Bade Maharaj Ji, kidhar hai gaye? Where is Bade Maharaj Ji? So I would say, oh, he's coming behind. So, like that. So we saw that they were actually Brajvasis. They had natural love for Krishna. Even their ordinary dealings, the Acharyas, I guess Raghunath Das Goswami, he explained that how the ordinary talks of Brajvasis are more pleasing to Krishna than even the Vedic hymns. Because Vrajavasi Lokera Krishna Sahaj Priti. They have this born love, natural love for Krishna. And so Gopal has, Krishna has this natural love for the Brajavasis. But actually we must understand that this love is not sentimental. Sometimes people think, oh, Brajavasis, so nice pastime. I would also like to participate in such pastimes. Also like to feed Krishna. One may think it's a sentimental love. But we understand from this beautiful pastime, Madhavendpuri, what does actually love means? So describe that when Gopal ordered Madhavendpuri that I am feeling hot. Actually, after 2 years of installation, Lord Gopal appears in a dream and says that I am feeling hot. Please get Chandan for me. So Madhavendpuri, he goes all the way to bring Chandan for Lord Gopal. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that this narration has been narrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Mukhe Madhapurira Amrita Charitra Bhakta Ganesha Naya Prabhu Kare Aswadita. By his own Shri Mukhe, own lotus mouth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu narrated the nectarian characteristics of Madhavendra Puri, and he himself personally relished. So we all know the pastime, but we will just see what actually is meant by the love. What is the love of the Brajavasis, which is exhibited in this pastime of Srila Madhavendra Puri. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is placing the standard of devotional service of Madhavendra Puri in front of Nityananda Prabhu. Prabhu kahe Nityananda karaha vichar. So Mahaprabhu is telling Nityananda Prabhu, please consider karaha vichar. Puri samabhagya vanja gate nahi ar. Is there anyone more fortunate than Srila Madhavendra Puri in this entire world? Dugda dana chale Krishna yare dekha dila. Teen bara sapne yasi yare agya kaila. On the pretext of giving milk, Krishna appeared to Madhavendra Puri. And 3 times he appeared in his dreams and gave orders. Yara prema vashahaya prakata haila. Seva angi kara kari jagat tarila. Captivated by the love of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Gopal, he appeared. He manifested himself. And accepting service, seva angi kara kari, accepting service from the general population, jagat tarila, he delivered all the 3 worlds. Yara lagi Gopinath shira kaila churi. It is for him that the Gopinath stole the pot of sweet rice. Atta eva nama huila shira chora kari. And he became celebrated at shira chora. Purina prema parakashta karaha vichar. Alaukika prema chitte lage chamatkar. So Mahaprabhu is telling, please consider, he is placing the standard of devotional service of Madhavendra Puri. His love is not of this world. Alaukik prema. If one consider his love, one will be simply astonished. Hena jana gopalera agya amrit paya sahasra kosha asi bhule chandana magiya. This person, when he received the order of Gopal, the nectarian order, agya amrit, sahasra kosha asi bhule chandana magiya. This person, he walked 1,000 miles for the purpose of begging chandan. Bhoke rahe tabu anna magiya na khaye, hena jana chandan bhar vahila yaye. So this person, although he walked 1,000 miles to beg chandan for the service of Gopal, when he feels hungry himself, he doesn't beg. That is the standard of his devotional service. But still, very happily and very joyfully, he carries the load of chandan. Hena jana chandan bhar vahila yaye. Malaysia desha durapata jagati apar kemate chandana niba nahiye vichar. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling Nityananda Prabhu, just consider the standard of his devotional service. When Lord Gopal gave the order, go and get chandan, it was not a simple thing, no? Just go to a supermarket and buy something. He has to walk 1,000 miles, pass through the kingdom of Malaysias, Malaysia desh, durapat, very far off place, jagati apar, there will be many obstacles, there are guards at the boundaries of each kingdom. They will stop him. How will I be able to bring chandan? Kemate chandan aniba? Nahi e vichar. He did not consider that. So, then it is described, pragad pramera isabhava achar, nij dukh vigna adir na kare vichar. that this is the nature of intense love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one does not consider one's own unhappiness or obstacles, inconveniences, but simply goes to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eitar gaad prema lok dekhaite, Gopal tare agya dila chandana anite. This is the love which Krishna, Gopal wanted to show to the whole world. That what is the love of the Brajavasis? They do not mind any kind of inconvenience. Their only consideration is how to give pleasure to Krishna. So to show this, Lord Gopal actually ordered Madhavendra Puri to go and get Chandan. Bahu parishrame Chandan remuna anila, ananda badila mane dukhana ganila. After lot of labor, Madhavendra Puri got this Chandan to Ramuna. Right? But in his heart, he did not count that I have to go through any troubles. Ananda badila. His heart was simply filled with joy. Oh, this Chandan will be used for the service of Gopal. That was the pleasure which was increasing within heart. And he never thought of any of the inconveniences which he had to undergo. So Shitana Mahaprabhu gives a beautiful stroke. He says, Ehi bhakti bhakti priya Krishna vahavar bujiteo ama sabar nahi adhikar. He says, this kind of devotional service rendered by the Brajavasis, which is here in shown by Madhavendra Puri, and this kind of loving reciprocation of Krishna, like we see here also, the devotional service of Mother Yashoda and the reciprocation of Krishna, says, bujiteo ama sabar nahi adhikar. That Mahaprabhu is saying, it is not possible for common men like us, bujiteo ama sabar, it is not possible for common men like us to understand. We do not have the capacity to do so. So this is the intense love of the Brajavasis for Krishna, which is here in shown. And although we cannot understand, so we should not aspire to become a Brajavasis, but we should worship this pastime, and we should aspire to follow in the footsteps of Brajavasis, and to serve Krishna only for his pleasure, not minding any of the inconveniences, unhappiness which he may have to face. Jai Grantara Srimad Bhagatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Jai.